You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Thanks for joining me on my mission. I'm on a mission to change drama, defeat drama, one person, one organization, one family at a time. You know, the truth is a lot of times we create our own drama. We're stubborn and we want to just stay stuck. So today, as the new year is upon us, if you're listening to this at the recording time, I want to encourage you to refuse to stay stuck and instead choose change. Are there areas where you should be changing, where you're just choosing to be stubborn? I'm asking you to stop and think about it. Are you one of those people who avoid change at all costs? Maybe fear stops you in your tracks, or your stubbornness gives you pride. Maybe you celebrate your stagnation. No matter how change avoidant you are, though, I bet you've benefited from change, perhaps without even knowing it. Change is often good. Let me illustrate. Are you old enough to remember rotary phones? Do you still use one today, or have you moved on? Are you listening to this podcast on the go from your phone? Maybe you're even in your car. Do you take pictures with your phone? Has your television viewing transitioned to full color, high definition? Are you old enough to have rented a VHS player to watch movies you rented as a paid member? Ever viewed a movie on the go recently instead? How did that feel? I'm a huge fan of Netflix these days. Have you ever worn Spanx? See, regardless of how change avoidant you are, you have succumbed. And in many instances, if you stop to think about it, I bet the change has even been good. So change has been thrust upon you through technological advances. Where do you need to stop making excuses and start embracing change personally? What excuses have you been using? Are any of them really valid? The new year is upon us, and it is time to say, I choose change. Did you ever see one of those round wooden get around to it coins? It's a fun play on words and so true. When you get around to it. How have you been filling in this blank? I will blank when I get around to it. Maybe it's exercise, take that class, eat healthy, write that book, travel to that destination. Whatever it is, pretend like I'm handing you one of those round to it's right now. The truth is, you could be doing more of your get around to it items. I bet you anything you could. There will never be a perfect time. What's really stopping you, and does it need to? Are there at least some small steps you could start making right now? Here are some questions to ask to get you moving. I encourage you to enlist the help of some trusted advisors. An outside perspective often helps, especially when we're really good at staying stuck or ultra stubborn. I did an episode on the 7 key characteristics of a great trusted advisor. I'm going to put the link. It's episode number 11. I'll put the link in the show notes. If you haven't listened to that one, go ahead and listen to it. Make sure that you're going to the right kinds of people to have them help you with this exercise. And to go to the show notes, you're going to go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then find episode number 69. All right, so here are the questions. And again, these questions are going to be in the show notes too. So 1, what have I learned the hard way? And what has it taught me to do differently? This question's great because it'll also help you celebrate your progress. So maybe there is some change that you've made over time, and it was as a result of some difficulty that you went through. So celebrate the progress you made since then, and then learn from it further and move forward. Question number 2, what's one thing I can add to my life that will make a positive change this year? Question number 3, what's one thing I should stop doing that will make a positive change? Question number 4, what would I try now if I knew I would not fail? So that's going to help you get at, where is fear stopping you? And it's just a fear of failure. Failure's not that big a deal. It really isn't. Sometimes we're worse off by living in the life that we're in, the circumstances that we're in, than we would be if we experienced failure by trying that big idea that we have. For my life to be perfect, what would I need to change? That's a great question. I love it. Number 6, what are some small changes I can make now to begin to work towards these changes? So you know what? If you have that big vision, that change you need to make, just what are some small modifications that you need to make to your life? Those little changes. It doesn't have to be one huge change all at once. Break it down into bite-sized little changes, transformation, metamorphosis. And the last question is number 7. What are the excuses I use costing me? So where you're saying, I don't have time, or I don't have the money, or I need to wait until this happens, or I need to wait till the kids are in school or in college. I need to wait. I need to wait. I need to wait. Wait until that perfect moment. What is all the waiting costing you? Are those excuses real? Do some reality checking around the excuses you're using to stay stuck. We use a lot of great strategies to stay stuck, don't we? And they're not always valid. Sometimes there are things that need to have us wait for the big change, but in the meantime, start making those small changes. So I hope you take the time to ponder on these questions. This is a great time to do it as the new year begins. How will 2015 be a lot different than this year? Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you are defeating some drama in your own life and in your work. If you need some additional help, don't forget to contact me. Go to defeatthedrama.com and hit the contact button. That's it for today. So until next time, make it a great day.